as Godfrey explained, France joined UCL at the beginning of the Massey era in 1950-51. I was then a final year undergraduate student and didn't have any cause to beat France. Would you like? Right. Okay. Thank you very much. It's nice to know ties are sometimes useful. I met France during my postgraduate years as an attender of seminars and the like, but we really had relatively little to do with each other. And I left UC to go to Marconi's Wireless Telegraph Company in 1954, because in those days national service still applied, and you either went into services or you did some job of great defence importance. I thought the lesser of the two evils was to go and work for Marconi's for 3 years and learn a bit of engineering, which is what I did. And I kept in touch to some extent, mainly through my supervisor, Eric Burrup, who was very keen to prod me into writing up my thesis, which luckily he did. In the summer of 1957, he wrote to me to say that there is a plan afoot to set up a team of people to work on an experiment at CERN. And it would be led by Franz Hamann. Was I interested? Then a month or two later came another letter. We have got a DSIR grant that supports, amongst other things, one research assistant who must be free to go to CERN whenever the experiment requires it. Are you interested? So I said, yes, I was. And I came up to talk to Franz, and he explained roughly what was afoot. And I joined the department in October of 57. I thought I was one of the first research assistants in the department. No doubt some people will sound wrong and will bring one or two a little bit earlier. But at any rate, in those days they were still relatively rare. And I first went to CERN in December of that year for 3 weeks. And my job was to work with Alec Merriston on setting up a pion beam. The main thing I learned was that never again would I go to CERN without a car. That was the first lesson. Alec Merriston, of course, subsequently became Vice Chancellor of Bristol University and went on to great things. He was a very good practical supervisor, because I hadn't a clue how to set up beam lines. At the end of a few weeks, I had a faint idea. I suppose I was lucky that I was accepted for this job. I think when Franz and I discussed it, he must have thought that my background as an electronic engineer, originally trained as a physicist, would nicely complement his background as an electrical engineer turned physicist. Anyway, I was lucky. The group we had consisted of Franz and myself and three research students. Lincoln Reed, who eventually, years later, went to Argonne and stayed there for 37 years. Link Reed, Horror Hamann, Franz's younger brother, who was with us for 2 years, financing himself. And the third one was Abdul Ghani, a Pakistani. And we went out mostly for fairly short periods to start with. Franz came out with Marie for a period which it must have been either Easter or the summer of 1958. And we all shared a rented flat in Châtelaine, which is not the best area of Geneva, with a landlady named Madame Grimm, which was singularly appropriate. After that, I got the job of finding longer-term accommodation, and I rented a series of flats, which were then populated by all the UC visitors. And when we had gaps, all sorts of other people came in. Edwin Power from the maths department, John Sharp, who was a Cambridge research student, and others. So it made a very useful mixture. The other really important person on our team was we had nominally two technicians from the workshop. One of them was Harry Watson. And Harry Watson turned out not only to be one of the most important members of our team, but the longest lasting. Because after a series of short visits, he was eventually sent out on annual visits. And unfortunately, this wasn't predicted well in advance, or he'd be a rich man by now. A series of one-year visits, and I think he was there for, was it 12 years, Harry, in all? Anyway, a long time. the UCL team worked in very close partnership with a Harwell AERE team, with Roger Hanna, who is here sitting next to Godfrey Stafford, and Colin Whitehead, who unfortunately is a bit too immobile to be here. And they were occasionally visited by technicians from Harwell, but we worked extremely closely together on two experiments. The proper AERE experiment, which was a test of parity conservation in pi zero production by neutrons, and the experiment that I think of as primarily the UCL experiment, although Roger played a vital part, and Colin helped us on runs and so on. Our experiment was to measure the polarization of recoil protons from pi-p interactions. And Franz had devised an extremely novel detector for the polarization measurement, a so-called Venetian blind scintillation counter, which I'd never seen before, and rarely since. I found it very interesting working with Franz and Hora, because Hora was educated at, I think, Wits, at any rate, partly in Afrikaans, and whereas Franz was Cape Town, and his physics was entirely in English. And when they discussed, sometimes it was in Afrikaans, and I picked up a little bit of Afrikaans vocabulary. For example, the Afrikaans word for hydrogen target is hydrogen target. another oddity I remember quite vividly was that the counting was rather crude in those days, and occasionally you actually counted more or less by hand. And I can remember Franz starting off, one, two, three, and then he would switch into Afrikaans. He couldn't count above three in English at that time. All the experimental equipment we had, except for the beam line, was built in England, here at UC, and was taken out, as Godfrey said. It was initially a truck, actually a container, that was shipped out to CERN. I suppose it must have been somewhere in the latter part of the first year. And this container was unpacked under the BDI of a Swiss customs officer. And the first thing to be unloaded was a high chair, which belonged to Roger Hanna for one of his children. But luckily the customs man turned a blind eye. But I always enjoyed working with Franz because he had such a fund of new ideas. And he had a remarkable facility for picking up something quickly. Many is the time somebody would give him a paper one afternoon, and he'd take it home in the train and come in next day having completely digested it and thought of improvements to it. And that was the mark of Franz. He is a great loss to all of us, and it was a privilege to work with him.